There it is. The holy grail of Christmas gifts, the Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle. And there he is, Red Ryder himself. In his hand was the knurled stock of as coolly deadly-looking a piece of weaponry as ever I had laid eyes on.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is episode 28.
Welcome to Earth.
Of the Air Raid Podcast. I am your host, Aaron Roden.
Deal breaker.
And welcome. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for downloading our show onto your little iPods. You have a very beautiful iPod, by the way. I like the purple, the shiny purple. Really brings out your eyes.
You have sexually transmitted crazy mouth.
We've got a special show for you today. A special Christmas edition for you today. Our old friend Adam Garcia is joining us today. Let me turn you up there, Adam.
There I am.
There you are.
Merry Christmas, Aaron.
Welcome back. Thanks for coming back on.
Thank you for having me.
And Adam, you've got a list of tech gadgets for us that we're going to be going over a little bit later in the show.
That I do. If you've been good boy this Christmas,
I've been a really good boy. I don't think I'm going to get any coal. Maybe just one lump of coal this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm definitely going to get my Red Ryder BB gun.
Oh, who
That's
won't?
For
man.
Damn sure.
I want that bad boy now.
What a great movie that is, too.
I love
right?
That
I mean,
movie, yeah.
that's like the quintessential Christmas movie.
Absolutely.
For everybody our age, and maybe even like, you know, 10 years older than us.
Absolutely.
Like
also,
that.
Yeah. Yeah, just an awesome movie. But, okay, so first, we are having amazingly terrible weather here in Washington.
Yeah,
and
sure.
It's you don't care.
No. Not really.
But it was like 20 minutes before you got here, it was like spitting rain.
Yeah, I was actually contemplating not coming. And calling the show in from the side of the road, like,
right,
I'm rained out, I can't come, I'm scared.
Which would have worked, because earlier today, we just had our first phone interview that we've ever done.
Oh, so Lynn now you're Shelton. A
pro. Yeah, now I'm a pro at that, and I'm not afraid of doing it at all.
Okay.
And the Lynn Shelton episode, man, that was a lot of fun. We did that earlier today, and we're doing episode 28 also here on Monday with Adam, because... next weekend, we are Mairead and I are going to a cabin of nondescript location.
Oh,
in the backwoods.
Is that hanging out with Dick Cheney?
Eastern Washington.
Like,
yes,
like
we're going to go hunting with Dick Cheney.
Gotcha.
I'm going to wear a face mask.
Good. Yeah, do it. Yeah. Bulletproof.
Bulletproof face
Bulletproof
mask.
Face
I'm going to call Phoenix Jones, Garden of Seattle. He's going to let me borrow his mask, and we're going to go hunting. No. What we are going to do though is we're going to get on top of these things called snowmobiles.
Oh.
And try...
I want to do that.
Try doing that thing.
But it's undisclosed, so that means I'm going to
right.
track you down with my tech gadgets.
Yeah, you might have to get like a shark with a GPS attached to its head.
Don't think I don't have
which we might them. Actually be talking about later in the show also. So we're going to this cabin with some friends and actually a couple listeners to the show.
Hot
and they are going to trust me... with getting on one of their snowmobiles and
the fools.
I'm going to say right now, I'm going to say, Chris, you may not want me on one of those snowmobiles. Like the last time I can remember that I was on like any kind of off-road vehicle, like that you sit on, you know, I don't even know what you call those.
Off-road vehicles.
Off-road
that
vehicles
on.
That you sit on. Yeah. That's the uh-huh. correct nomenclature.
Okay, technical cool. term. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. but I was on a four-wheeler, and it was over in Ocean Shores, and I was so unsure of myself. Like, I stepped on the gas when they, you know, they sent the flag down and stuff, and they were like, go, and you get to go around this big track, like, four or five times or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And so I started out, and I started going really fast. I was probably going, like, at least 5 miles an hour. Yeah.
Maybe, you know, in excess
super,
of six.
Super
yeah.
fast. Yeah,
absolutely.
Maybe six and a half. I don't know.
Wow.
But I drove that thing straight into the wall.
Jeez.
Straight into the wall.
Didn't even attempt to turn, or well, were you just like,
I think,
you know what? I'm just going to
From what
this.
I can remember, because this was, I must have been like maybe 13, 12 or 13 years old. And I just got super freaked out, you know? And I feel like I did try to turn it, but, you know, I was a tiny kid. I was small.
And it just kind of squirreled away from you, huh?
Well, I don't even think it's squirreled. That's why I'm having trouble remembering how it actually how
you're
the
you're so traumatized. But
I am super traumatized.
I'm amazed
by
that
it.
You can recount this, you know, tear free at this moment.
Straight.
I'm actually tearing up a little bit.
Yeah.
The listeners can't see it, but I'm freaking out.
I'm telling the story in such vivid detail.
Absolutely.
That it's making you cry.
My heart is rent.
Right. Right. No, but see, I went straight into the wall. I don't know really how it happened, but I think I just got so freaked out, like I just froze, you know?
And just kept it going.
Yeah, just kept it going and went straight into the wall, hit my head on the wall.
Ah.
But what it did is it like bent the, the handlebars.
The like, fork? Like the...
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
And this is like a quad,
yeah.
You know? So it's like, it doesn't have like a big... Like a motorcycle, it doesn't have like a big fork that goes out front. It's like this big wide thing that's protected by the cover on the, I don't even know what you,
it's
the
like
frame
fenders
or something.
Yeah.
The fenders. That's what I was looking for. And it bent the handlebars around. And so the guy that runs the whole show, like, came running out and was like, are you okay? And he looks down at the four wheeler and he's like,
oh,
fuck. It's like, I knew, because first of all, I was too small to ride on it, but my dad talked him into letting me ride it.
Yeah.
Like the helmet didn't even fit right because my head was so small,
and it's just...
because my brain is really, really small. But, and I just felt like such an idiot. And so he like has me run back, and I was like, you know, at this point I'm figuring, oh, that's it. Like, you know, my dad has to pay all this insurance now on that thing. And, you know, I'm not going to get to go around the track on this, but he bowls out another four wheeler and, I still got to ride around. But at that point, like literally I was going like 5 miles an hour, like four laps. It took me like 2 hours to go around the whole thing. But, I am freaked out about going on these snowmobiles.
Sure,
I feel like the same thing is going to happen because like the front of these things is skis, right? It's not like it's wheels.
No, I think it's magic.
It's probably magic.
There's a little bit of that. Like there's some kind of, four-stroke magic involved. You know, there's...
Wait, four-stroke. Is that sexual?
Oh, it could be.
Okay.
If you do it right.
Is that masturbatory? I don't know.
No, I think that's the old two-stroke.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Another technical term.
Right.
Medical term, actually.
Medical term. Yeah, that's in all the books.
Yep.
Right. Right. So, yeah, I don't know. Have you ever been on a snowmobile before?
I don't. I live in the Northwest for a reason. Because, you know, like, I came from a desert climate. So, the first time I saw snow, I was 10.
Really?
And then the second time I saw it, I was 20. So I was kind of shooting for every 10 years.
Was that the...
But then I got screwed by this whole snowpocalypse past couple of years.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And then this year, so...
Yeah. Well, we just had the big snowpocalypse during right before Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And now it's just pissing rain.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of warm, too. It's like...
It is. It was like t-shirt weather earlier.
Yeah, it was cold outside.
It was totally fine.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it got just... 100% humidity. Like it was raining sideways when I was driving in. I was watching the rain shoot in through my window. I mean, I had it roll down just a hair.
Right, right.
Just because it was fogging up. I crack it just a little bit, and it's like spraying me in the face. Like it's like a, like a Naked Gun movie. Like
right, right. God rest his soul.
Oh yeah, yeah. Another timely one. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. That it was that was too soon, dude.
It was.
That was way too soon.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking that.
God rest Leslie Nielsen's soul.
Right.
Man, that guy was funny. Long pause.
For
crickets.
That was just, we're giving reverence, okay? That's how much we love the guy. We just had to give him.
That's right. So, how was your Thanksgiving? Did you go back home?
No, I did not. I'm not going to do the home thing this year because.
You don't want to go through the body scanners?
There's a little bit of that, actually. You know, I really don't. I do want to go through because I'm a little lonely and, you know, I could deal with a little four-stroke magic on my junk.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You'd opt out of the body scanner and get the full body search.
Oh, in a heartbeat. I'd do it right now for fun. If I had a plane ticket, I would just go down there and be like, I need to go through security again.
I'll tell you what. You give me $10 after the show and I will pat you down.
I'll give you $20 if you do it twice. Let's do this.
Well, that would be, it would be $10 each. Yeah.
Yes. Good job there, math major.
Yes.
Let's do this.
Addition.
Actually, I think I got a 20 right now.
Perfect. Perfect.
Sweet.
So you didn't go home? You didn't make it home?
No, I didn't. I stuck around waiting for this elusive. I don't know if you ever get in this. As a married guy, you probably not as many times. But as a single guy, I'm always like, okay, this is going to be the one holiday weekend that I'm just going to get the call. It's going to be the magical party that you see in all the movies and the 80s movies growing up. You know, like the one that you go to and everything magical happens. And
you meet the girl.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you see weird, funny things, and it's just a comedy escapade.
Right, right.
But
it's like an Ashton Kutcher movie or something. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Specifically. And but now I don't know if it's the... I'm just not getting out there enough. Nothing. Not a thing. I didn't do anything.
You didn't do anything? No party? No nothing?
Couldn't find nothing. Nope. Just sat around doing nothing. Didn't even go to my brother's house. I was too... Actually, what...
Your brother lives here in Seattle?
Yeah, he lives actually down the street from you. I was going to stop by after the show. But it was still snowy, wasn't it? Or it was still a little icy.
It was kind of icy, yeah.
Yeah.
But and then it snowed, and then it rained like Thanksgiving night or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
and it cleared it all up.
Yeah,
and all the children sang, and it was beautiful.
Right.
But before that, it was hell on earth. It was a white, you know, hellscape.
Oh yeah.
Frozenness.
Yeah, totally.
It was like 15 degrees one night while I was working graveyard.
Yeah.
And man, I was awake and I was checking, you know, the temperature or whatever, and it was like record low, 15 degrees.
Yeah.
And I almost lost my shit. I was like, you know, if I had young, I would eat it right now because I'd be freaking out. I'm like,
well, at least you work a graveyard shift on that kind of night, because holy crap, dude, it was like, I work with some people. I work over on the east side, which is east of Lake Washington from Seattle. And it was taking people like 12 hours. Some people that I worked with 12
Whoa.
Hours to get home.
Jesus.
Yeah. From the east side down to like, you know, Kent. Or something like that. You know, stuck on a bus for 12 hours.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And this one guy is this guy's that I work with. His bus driver pulled over at a Jack in the Box.
Nice.
Let everybody get off. And this is one lady, of course. This is like your normal like highfalutin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the proper? Yeah.
Okay. I think you dropped the G, but yeah.
Right, right. Highfalutin.
There you go.
Highfalutin Seattleite. Uh-huh. You know, it was like, oh no, I don't eat that. I don't eat Jack in the Box.
Ugh.
And it was like, look, lady, you're going to be stuck on this fucking bus for like 10 more hours.
Yeah.
You're going to be getting home at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Totally.
You have to eat something. And we're not stopping at El Gaucho. You know? Like you're
can
not going to.
Stop
gonna,
a canless.
Yeah.
Please.
Can we stop a canless on our way down?
Oh, just
I feel like a $200 steak.
Yeah. How about some caviar? Some of the good stuff from the Black Sea.
Right. Right.
None of that Japanese rubbish.
There's no Whole Foods in spitting distance to this Jack in the Box. Yeah. So you're getting a sourdough Jack, you know? But yeah, that just sounded like hell. And it took me, like, I went to my boss that day when it started snowing, and I remembered, you know, the snow apocalypse that happened 2 years ago, and I was like, there is no way I'm getting stuck in that traffic again. So I left at like 1 o'clock, and it still took me like an hour and a half to get home.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, you know, normally 1 o'clock.
20 minutes.
Oh, it's like 15.
Yeah.
15 minutes to get home.
Totally.
But anyway, That kind of it ruined everything. Everything comes to a total standstill over here when it snows.
Absolutely,
because there's so many hills.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
you can't even walk on it. Well, because it gets right around freezing, right?
Right,
around,
right.
You know, so it drops snow and then it gets colder and then it turns into this block of ice, and we can't ice it, or they can, they just choose not to for the, you know,
de-ice it. You mean?
Yeah, well,
like
just
salt it.
For the salmon or whatever. They don't want to keep all the salt from doing that.
Right,
will. It'll immediately just wash out there.
Oh yeah,
into our fresh water.
It really messes stuff up. Like, but you know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to think about it.
I think it's
I don't even know what to say.
I'm glad that everything shuts down. It's kind of nice because everything stops.
Yeah, yeah. And you do not get blamed for not going.
Exactly.
To work.
You know, and it's like a good reason to be like, fuck it. I'm just gonna go get shit hammered. Right across the street, and then like a cartoon, like. Trying to walk on it,
right, makes everything fun. And when you hit your head and crack your skull open on the ice,
at least you're
it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, there you go.
Until the next day, when you're dead.
Yeah,
when you've died in a coma.
Oh, this hurts. I'm totally dead. Ouch. That's smart.
Right, right. Good going. So, are you gonna go? Are you gonna go home for Christmas?
No, I made a deal with the devil, aka the boss.
Oh,
so
you gotta work during Christmas?
I'm working Christmas Eve and Christmas. I got Thanksgiving off, and I'm getting New Year's Eve off.
But well, that's good.
In return, I have to do work on Christmas Eve and Christmas.
Wow.
But holiday pay. So
yeah, you get what, like lining. Double time or something for
no,
that?
No, it's like time and a half. It's actually a little bit less than double time. But yeah.
Okay.
So
that's
it's not
cool.
bad.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's only like
and,
7 hours or something.
What I talked a little bit about this on episode 27 is I get to the point with Christmas where basically I don't even go Christmas shopping until I have like a couple days.
Oh, are you sure?
You know?
Yeah.
A lot of people are like that.
Absolutely.
I hate going to the mall. I hate going shopping in general.
Yeah.
And then add on to the fact that I can't, I don't know if it's just because I'm so self-centered, but I can never think of anything to get like my family members, you know?
Yeah.
It's just a terrible time. So let's take our first musical break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk with you a little bit about some of these gift ideas
cool.
for the tech savvy person in your life.
Yeah, totally.
And
we're gonna call this
segment with you Gifts for the Geek.
Oh yay.
Yeah.
All right.
Gifts for the Geek.
All right.
All right, Gifts for the Geek when we come back with
Merry
Adam
Christmas.
Garcia. Actually, should we talk about this this news story?
Cover
when
it.
We come back?
Drop it, yeah. Drop
okay.
it like it's hot.
We're gonna before we get to the Gifts for the Geek, we're gonna talk about this little news story when
okay.
we come back and I think you'll really enjoy it because it's fucking crazy.
All right.
So the song is by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. It's called Home, and we will be back with you in just one moment.
Hey.
Well, holy moly, Leo, my, you're the apple of my eye. Girl, I never loved one like you. Nothing please me more than you.
Oh, let me go home. Home is wherever I'm with you. Oh, let me go home. Home is wherever I'm with you.
Alright, welcome back everybody. Hey, quick word for our friends down at Varellen Amplifiers. Varellen Amplifiers is a local Seattle amplifier, guitar and bass amplifier company, all tube amps, and you can go and find them in the Fremont neighborhood, or you can check them out on at VarellenAmplifiers.com. Amazing amps. They are so loud, such great tone, and built for the road, built for the working musician. So I would urge any musicians out there to check them out, VarellenAmplifiers.com. If ever something goes wrong with your amp, your Varellen amp, or any other amp, because they do repairs on guitars and amplifiers also electronically, they'll fix it right up for you. And I've brought guitars down to them in the past, and they're really, really good at it. They all know what they're doing down there. So VarellenAmplifiers.com, check them out. Okay, we're back with Adam Garcia.
Yay.
And our resident Texpert.
Oh, I like that. I like that
podcast.
Label. Texpert.
Yeah.
I need to get business cards with that shit on it.
Yeah, totally.
Texpert. That way, when I get them, I can etch them out like all homegrown style, like, and then write in a big S with like a marker, so it looks all ghetto and says Sexpert. That way, it's all kind of charming and like rebellious, like Han Solo. Type
oh yeah,
shit.
Yeah, totally.
Be like, what's
you'd
up?
Be like the Han
Adam
Solo.
Garcia, yeah. Sexpert.
You'd be like the Han Solo of podcasts.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Four stroke magic, I tell you. Sexpert.
Four stroke magic. Back with the four stroke.
I'm
jeez.
Telling you.
Jeez. Okay. Well, hey, we've got this little news story for you. And I think you all are going to enjoy it because, when we were looking at it, before we started the show, both me and Adam had a good laugh. And, so let's get this little sound drop going here for Air Raid Headlines. All right, Air Raid Headlines of the night of episode 28. Can you believe we're already at episode 28? This is amazing. This is definitely becoming a long and drawn out series. And everybody that listens agrees with me.
Yep, everyone on iTunes apparently.
fuck you.
Hey, I just, you know, I call them like I see. Yeah. I see the links. I see it. I'm looking at it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What a terrible. Let's not even talk about that yet. I don't even want to go into that because this is supposed to be the holiday season. I want to be joyous and happy.
Yeah.
That's why we're bringing you this this news story, because we're joyous and happy.
Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Good
conspiracy one. Theories with a bite. Shark attacks in Egypt prompt charges of outsider sabotage of tourism. So,
because, you know, there's nothing better that they want to do than to sabotage their tourist industry.
Right, right. Yeah, totally. So the governor of South Sinai, Muhammad Abdul Fadhil Susha, came up with this awesome gem of news noteworthiness.
Sinai. Oh, wait, where's that?
South Sinai. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't really care.
Check out our Americanness.
Somewhere, yeah.
Sinai, what the fuck? I don't know. It's on somewhere
it's
out
in
there.
Egypt, dude.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what he has said is that he's blaming the Mossad, mm-hmm. which is the CIA for Israel, basically, of throwing deadly sharks into the sea to hit the tourism in Egypt on the beaches there.
Oh, God. So the sharks aren't good enough. Like, the Israelis had to get their own sharks, equip them
right.
with this hyper advanced GPS technology,
right,
and then deposit them near Egypt, where they would stay, you know, and target the tourists.
Right. Well, check this out. So they suggest a dive captain working in Sharm El Sheikh also weighed in on a TV show. It doesn't say what TV show they were on, but I would imagine that's like some news show or something.
It's probably
like that,
Egypt
right?
Idol.
Yeah, Egypt Idol, right.
He just ugulates the whole time.
Hosted by their form of Ryan Seacrest, right?
And Simon Cowell. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Except when you lose, you die.
Yeah, that's right. You get your head
chopped. You get
chopped
stoned to death.
Yeah.
Sure.
Actually, that might not happen in Egypt. We're gonna erase that. Rewind your brains on that one. this dive captain has suggested that the Mossad may have guided the shark into Egyptian waters through GPS tracking devices.
Oh, okay. So it guides him there.
Right.
So what do they do after they guide him there?
Who the hell knows? Like, release maybe a blood packet or something that and then just make it go crazy? I don't know. But this is like, this is basically on par with Austin Powers.
Yeah, yeah.
Style comedy.
Absolutely.
You know?
It's sharks with freaking laser beams attached to
yeah,
their head.
Yeah, totally.
Sharks with freaking laser beams.
So you being the resident
sexpert. Sexpert.
Sexpert. Okay.
Let's
get
that. Sexpert.
Sorry. I got that totally wrong.
Thank you.
But you being the resident sexpert.
Thank you.
For the show and techspert.
Okay.
So do you think like, just, what would have to go into creating a killer shark?
So I'm thinking, a la
Deep Blue Sea or whatever,
like,
whatever that was.
Okay, so to address that issue, you'd have to have some crazy, like, genetic modification. So you you get a normally big shark, let's say a great white.
Mm-hmm.
And then you selectively choose some kind of genes, assuming you've sequenced its whole DNA strand, you know, all the billions of friggin' pieces of DNA.
Right,
and then you found the things that make it super deadly, make it big and amplify it or whatever. So you re-engineer that, create it, you know. But how are you going to control it? Oh, I got it. Some kind of weird interface, some electronic chip that integrates into its brain that you control with like an RC controller, like from the shore. No, that's ridiculous. That's like so. That's a little bit too sci-fi.
Yeah, that's 5 years from now.
And I'm a techno-optimist. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think we'll solve all problems through technology in a matter of time. It's not a question of if, but when, right?
Right.
But we're so not even close to that right now that it's laughable.
Well,
but
you've heard of we're close here in Washington. We're close to two submarine bases, Bangor and Keyport, right?
Yep.
And they in the past like tried to employ the use of like dolphins and like sea lions or seals or something like that.
I think they recently declassified info about using dolphins to do
right,
stuff.
Right. Yeah,
but it turns
to
out
like
dolphins,
patrol the waters and stuff.
Yeah, but it turns out dolphins are actually not as intelligent as we understand intelligence.
Right,
like,
they're just hungry.
No, but you can get them to do like some funny, cool stuff.
Yeah, for food.
They're just hungry. I guess so. I guess you could, but you can't make them do novel things. That's what they consider like unique, brand new things. Like a dog, you can chain all multiple commands together and make them do some really complex stuff. But with dolphins, they're just like, no, I'm going to do this one thing or that one thing, but never multiple things. You know, it won't emerge. It's not called emergent, you know, intelligence.
Okay.
They don't really have it. They're not so bright.
So basically,
they get caught in tuna fishing nets. Right. How smart can they be?
Yeah, come on. Those things, man, you cannot see those.
Echolocation? Come on. I can see that shit.
But you can't see those things underwater, dude. They're super thin.
Dude, they can see everything underwater. They're the Batman of the ocean.
They can't see a damn net. They're the Phoenix Jones guardian of Seattle of the ocean.
Oh, that's man. Right. Yeah. I'm sorry, Phoenix Jones. I would be disappointed with that analogy because I think they're really dumb. And I think that guy's really smart and pretty cool.
Yeah.
Dolphins, I don't think they're very cool.
Hey, so. I got to talk to the guy.
I know. I'm totally jealous.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy was rad.
Yeah.
Basically.
Awesome. So it's
Yeah. So, okay. So back to this shark thing. So you see major problems.
No. The GPS thing, right? So you put a GPS in it.
Yeah. GPS is just.
It just tells you where it is.
Right.
Oh, but that's just tells where the GPS is. So that means it would have to have some kind of weird transponder on it to send out information to someone else so they can track where it is. Like.
So the governor of the South Sinai Peninsula or wherever he was.
Yeah.
South Sinai maybe has some mental issues.
Oh, you know, persecution issues, right? Like
it's always the shark, you know. The shark gets the short end of the stick.
It is.
You know, it's always sharks.
Yeah. Shark Week on TV.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You know,
he's been watching way too much Discovery Channel.
That's what laser beams attached to their head.
Discovery Channel for this.
That's right.
But not in a way that I'm going to go shoot it up like that psychopath. Last, what was that?
Wait, what?
You heard about the dude that took over the Discovery Channel?
Oh, right.
And he was like shooting it up in DC. Like that was right before. That was like in October.
Yeah.
So I went up there and then I was like, oh yeah, the Discovery Channel headquarters. It's like a tourist destination. Yeah. What is shit? Didn't the dude shoot that up?
What did he do that for?
He took hostages because he was insane.
Oh, that's right. He wanted them to air some kind of like message or something like that.
Manifesto, probably. Yeah, it's whatever. Yeah. He was an insane person. And he took that place over. Maybe Shark Week made him crazy.
Yeah. It just goes to show. Again, Shark Week. Crazy people all over the place.
I'm telling you. Activated by sharks.
And,
with laser beams and or GPS.
Discovery Channel, you are on notice.
Sharks with freaking laser beams attached to their head.
All right. Well, let's get to the segment. Let's get to the segment here, buddy.
Oh, okay.
We brought you here for a reason.
Not the sexting.
That's a special episode. Not sexting. It has nothing to do with the sext messages that you've been sending me.
No, damn it.
And the pictures of your
come on
mangled junk.
$20. $20 later. We'll play the you're the TSA and I'm the hassled traveler.
role playing. Okay, so, gifts for the geek.
Oh, yay.
Gifts Expert. For the geek.
Gifts for the geek.
All right, so the hot item this year that at least in my family is the Color Nook. I don't know if you've seen this.
I have seen this. This
it's the e-reader from Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble, not the Amazon one.
No. Amazon has the
Kindle. That's the Kindle.
Okay. Now, the big deal about the Nook is it's cheap. It's like less than $300.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still about the same size as their other one. It's like, 8 inches by about 4 or 5, you know. It fits in one hand if you got good man hands like I do.
Right.
But lightweight, good. Looking dude, but it's the color one doesn't have the battery life, you know. Like I really don't recommend it. It's just a tablet. It's a little if you want a tablet computer, go for it.
Well, you were saying earlier too, like the Color Nook.
Yeah.
You can actually kind of hack into it.
You can hack the crap out of it. Yeah.
Really, and then turn it into basically like an Android.
It is because it is. It's an Android device that they have locked down, so you can't do all the cool stuff like load on Angry Birds, which is a really fun game.
Oh, that is so much. Yeah.
Or
my phone.
Cool apps like Subsonic or any of the cool stuff. You can't do it because it doesn't have the marketplace on it.
Right.
That little app. But some enterprising hackers out there. applied some, you know, their wizardry, the little four-stroke magic, and it works great. They open it up. You can put whatever you want onto it now.
Really?
It's still a little dodgy.
Do you have to have, if you do something like that, though, is it just through Wi-Fi, or do you have to have, like, some sort of, like, service?
Oh, you can do it through
Verizon or...
Yeah. It's basically limited to just Wi-Fi, should you use any, network-based application.
And then you void the warranty if you do something.
Oh, if you do any of that, totally. Yeah, you're on your own, but that doesn't mean anything. I've done that to my phone, and my phone had issues, and I sent it back, and I didn't tell them... You know, nothing about what I did to the software.
Right, right.
They fixed the hardware and sent it right back to me. Like, they don't care. They really don't.
You're talking about the Nexus One that you
have? Oh, yes.
So you finally got that back.
Yeah, they fixed it. And
cool.
It works great.
Yeah.
But it's too late because I already bought the freaking Galaxy S, or the Galaxy Vibrant, Samsung Vibrant.
And you're on Verizon with that?
T-Mobile. I have both of them, but I'm still using the Nexus One. I still have the Galaxy. If anyone wants to buy it, I'm open to a suggestion.
Right. And you can find him at 206. No. So the Nook, the color Nook, you don't really recommend? But
no, not so much. I do on this, if you want to buy a cheap Android tablet, buy it.
Right.
Because then you can hack it, and I totally recommend hacking it. It's
what about for somebody that can't do that, though, like doesn't know
Then I really don't recommend it. Just get an iPad. I mean, those things just work, you know, and they're like $400-$500. Samsung
for Wi-Fi,
Galaxy.
For
Galaxy
Wi-Fi.
Tab. Well, yeah, I don't even know what the price point is.
I think the Wi-Fi iPad is like $400. To get a plan one, it's like $600 or something like that.
But then that one has its own problems, right? Like, because then everything you have to buy it, you get, you know. Whereas with the Android, you can tinker with it and you can get more mileage out of it. Even if you don't full on hack it and crack it open, jailbreak it, so to speak, you can put some things on it to give it more functionality. Or you can rest assured that Google will add functionality to it as time goes on.
Right, right.
Which they have been, you know, pretty steadily.
Yeah.
But it works. I like it. It's great.
Okay.
But I like the black and white ones. I have the black and white one.
Oh, you do?
Okay. Totally awesome. The battery life is like, it lasts forever and a day.
Nice.
That's another technical term. And it's really, you charge it, it'll last for like a week. You know?
Really?
Like you put it down and then pick it up 3 days later. It's like, you know, it's lost 10% battery. It's nothing.
Right, right. And that's that's a really cool kind of technology too that they use with the screen.
Yeah.
E-ink.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And well, like you can see it in daylight and stuff.
That's the whole point. Okay. Now,
it's not all shiny.
Now here's where I'm gonna get super technical right here.
Okay.
Just for like, well, just a minute. If you guys.
Yeah. You can
me.
only do it.
Only
for like,
at 60. So like, okay. 59.
You
got
30 all right. seconds.
So e-ink, basically how it works is it charges up the screen and it does it in such a way that it excites the particles that they stay dark on a light background.
Okay.
So, you know, when you...
Almost like an LCD, right? Isn't
yeah,
that how LCD works?
Exactly how LCD works, except for LCD requires an applied charge for it to stay that way.
Gotcha.
Whereas the e-ink, you just apply it once and it's fixed.
Okay.
So once it's fixed there, it requires no more battery power. It's basically on standby.
Uh-huh.
So every time you click on next on the, you know, you're good for like 2,000 page turns before the battery's dosed. You know?
So it doesn't take any battery power for it to stay there.
None. That's why it's like so awesome. Plus the contrast ratio is something on the order of 100, 200,000 to 1.
Right.
Which compared to a backlit LCD color, you know, think of laptops or high definition TVs or iPads or whatever. It's something like, you know, 10,000 to 1 at best, you know, in like lab conditions. And you're prone to eye fatigue because you're basically staring at a light bulb.
Right, right.
Whereas the black and white ones, nope, nothing. It's like reading a printed page and it's beautiful.
Would they be able to, somewhere down the road, actually make color displays like that?
I think so. They're working on it. I mean, because once they do, then the whole like idea of disposable video, you know, like newspapers with like, like that we see on like sci-fi stuff.
Yeah, totally.
Like,
that you can like
coming.
Unfold. Well, that's kind of, I mean, that's they're working on that kind of stuff right now. Like an actual flexible screen that you can roll up and put in your pocket.
And or disposable. That's so cheap to make. That's like, might as well use that instead of paper.
Right.
So it's there. It's getting there. I mean, but they just haven't produced in economies of scale, but.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a couple of different competing technologies, but basically do the same thing.
Okay.
You know, so
cool. Okay. So one of these ebook readers, and you suggest the Nook rather than the Kindle.
Yeah, I suggest the Nook on the order of okay. Now here's a big deal. Okay. Now here's another tech lesson for you. Whenever you're buying something, always side where the porn is. Okay. now you think I'm making a joke.
Wherever you can find the adult material.
There you go. Yeah. Now. The reason I say that is, let's look at history real quick, okay? Do you remember the VHS beta battle?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're old enough to remember, like, when VHS and beta were going head-to-head, Sony had beta. They're like, check it out. It's like technically superior. It looks better. But it was slightly more expensive.
Right, right.
Now, the problem was porn was like, we don't give an F. We will put this everywhere. But we'll go where the people want to buy it. Now, people right. ended up buying VHS and renting movies on it because it was way cheaper.
Yeah.
Because it was way cheaper to manufacture. It was way cheaper to purchase. Like, VHS player, with like adusting for inflation, was like $100 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So $100, that's the magic price point. I think $200 is now. But back then, it was like, ooh, you know, $100, $200, I'll buy the VHS instead of the three, four times as much for the beta.
Right, right.
So people bought it. VHS won, and we're now, you know, and then we witnessed the latest one. Remember HD?
HD DVD? Disc. Yeah, HDD against Blu-ray.
Yeah, right. HD DVD and Blu-ray. And Blu-ray kicked its ass.
Yeah.
Just hands yep. down, just handed it a new one. But that one mostly was driven by porn. I don't know.
Really?
That's a little known fact that I just made up.
Wow. That you
again,
just made up.
Sexpert. Sexpert, y'all.
That's right. That's right. You're but, really,
no,
you're coming into your own here.
But I'm telling you, I'm not making it up about the VHS porn thing. Porn went with VHS because it was cheaper and then people bought
okay.
it.
Okay. So, what is that? How does that tie
so
into
now
the
check
Note,
it out. Now check
or
it out.
The Kindle.
So now the biggest one isn't hardware anymore. So now media that we consume is now software based, basically.
Right, right.
We download it. We download books and movies, Netflix, whatever. So now when we consume stuff, iTunes used to lock it up under lock and key with DRM,
mm-hmm.
but normal MP3s, they turned them into these little bull crappy things that no one cared about, and then they got rid of it, and then they super popular, everyone loves it.
Right,
now,
right.
A Kindle and Nook, they're competing on different formats. Kindle has this older, crappy Mobi Pocket. Ugh, it's not,
yeah,
it's a dead end technology.
Right.
Whereas EPUB, which is what the Nook supports and the Kindle doesn't, it's an open format that you can get at libraries and the Google Bookstore that just opened up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which has like 3 yeah. million books. I think it's like the biggest bookstore now.
Yeah.
And which is great. I found tons of good stuff on there. But
yeah.
Amazon,
and they have stuff for free on that one too.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah. They're capitalizing on Project Gutenberg. But yeah, absolutely. They do.
Yeah.
EPUB though. Better format. It's the future of ebooks,
cool,
basically.
Cool.
You know, it's like, it's not dead end. So
awesome. Well, let's move on to the next one then. So
yeah, yeah.
We have your first recommendation is an e-reader.
Yeah, yeah.
Preferably black and white.
I like
Nook
black and
because
white.
It works better.
Absolutely.
Battery life's awesome.
If you want an e-reader, get the black and white one.
Okay.
If you want a tablet, get the color Barnes & Noble Nook.
There you go.
Unless you don't want to mess with any of that stuff, just get the freaking iPad or Galaxy.
Right, right. Okay, so what's next? What's next on the list?
Well, I had a couple different things. I was looking at this wireless charger that should be available now. It's supposed to come out last month.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. That's really cool. I think I really want one. It's like $100 or $80 or something. You have to buy a little adapter, but it makes your portable technology, or your portable, you know, your phone or whatever, your iPod, you just drop it on this little charging pad and it's wireless. You don't have to
right,
plug in the
right.
thing. You don't have to be like... Because, you know, like sometimes you lose the cord or you have the one cord that
yeah,
you charge
yeah.
at four different places at
But
home,
you have to, you, there's like
office,
a little thing that like
bed.
Fits over your gadget.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little plug-in, yeah.
That helps it.
Yeah,
okay.
Basically it's like it'll come with a case. So you have to buy a little adapter for whatever device, like your
mm-hmm,
iPod.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get a little case for it. Your phone, you get a little case, whatever.
Right. Everybody has those cases already anyway. So you're just
sure,
basically
sure.
replacing what you have on there with this like little battery pack kind of thing
basically,
that plugs into the.
Yep. And the cool part
the
about
device.
This particular one that I'm recommending called the Energizer Qi.
Okay.
Qi, like the Chinese,
right.
like woo. It's now the reason I recommend that dude is because it's a standard, right? It's just building this new standard. That way when newer technology has it built in, you don't have to get the little cases for it or whatever.
Right, right. Okay.
You just like straight up still use that like old ass.
So are they? Are they
back
going
in 2010?
They're going that way.
Yeah, it's definitely the standard. They support the standard.
Okay.
Whereas there's this other company right now, the market leader I think is called PowerMat.
That's the one that okay. That's the one that I've seen.
Yeah, yeah. That's
right.
the one. That's the one that's out.
Okay.
But and it works great. It's the same thing. This is exactly the same way through electromagnetic induction,
mm-hmm.
Using alternating currents and magnets and shit. So it does it the same way, but it doesn't conform to what the industry is going to apply. You know,
huh.
again, another you know
right,
beta
right.
max VHS
yeah.
battle that's brewing.
Yeah.
Yet this one's already dead.
Does
in the
this kind of just happen like
all the time?
All the time
it,
in the
this,
in the tech
absolutely,
world.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's like
okay.
these tech companies don't have any sense of history. They don't have
right,
any
right.
like. They don't remember.
It's like, well, we're going to make it better, and our way is going to be
absolutely.
The way
yep.
to do it.
Everyone wants
yeah.
to be the next Microsoft. They've done it, and they're still doing it. They're still
right,
reaming
right.
people. You know. But it's dying. I mean, if you look at their mobile market share, they don't have any. I mean, Android's killing it right now. They're an open platform.
Yeah,
they're standards-based open platform.
They're catching up with Apple right now.
Killing. They're activating 300,000 handsets a day. That's the same as Nokia, the market leader.
Yeah.
So it's
that's insane.
Matter of time.
That's insane. Okay, so the Energizer Qi.
Yes.
Okay, that's your second one. What
should be out? Should
and
be out right
and
now.
What's a let's do one more before we go to our next musical break.
Okay, there's one that I recommended earlier. We were talking about that's the wireless. I'm sorry, the solar powered backpack.
Okay, for the tech savvy hiker.
Now this one, right? Yeah, it seems like a contradiction in terms, right? Like a tech savvy guy, you know, or lady, uh-huh. as it were, in the middle of the woods somewhere, right?
Right, right.
So those two things together, sure. I mean, maybe there's someone who's like that. I am definitely not one of them. Like you put on a scale, right? Like on a polar, like. Just a linear, like left or right, right? You have like a technologist on one end, the very far extreme.
Right, right.
And then you have like this non-technologist, I
right.
guess.
A naturalist.
Sure.
On the other end.
Yeah, yeah, or a non-sexpert, non-texpert. So you put me on that one end in the middle of the forest, and I would be the unhappiest camper in the world.
Right.
Then you put the other person out
literally.
Camping. I would be, yeah. And then you put the other person out there, and they're totally stoked. Now with this backpack, I would love to be out there because I would have like my camera all charged up. It'll charge up like anything up to, I think, 60 watts or I think, I don't know if it's voltage or
so wattage. You can't bring like a little portable TV in your PlayStation.
No. Yeah. It can't charge the big guys, but, okay. Any little stuff, you know, like,
right.
You know, your Nintendo DS, which I would, heck yeah. Final Fantasy Tactics. My camera, I'd have that bad boy charged up. I have my GPS charged up so I can like blog, like check out this tree, click. And
yeah,
then upload
yeah.
that shit.
And then
to
upload
the world.
It to your Facebook page.
There you go. Yeah. Right there. I'm like, hey, Facebook.
Yeah, check me out. I'm camping.
Totally. I did it once, actually, for the first time. I took out my camera with me and I was like, yay.
Yeah.
And then I burned it up in like not even the first 12 hours I was there. Yeah. I was like, click, click.
And then
click,
you were just
click,
so
click.
Unhappy
yeah.
the rest of the time.
Unhappy camper.
Yeah. Yeah. So this backpack, how much does this thing run and who makes it? Do you
Unfortunately,
know?
It's $250 by a company Woo! Called Voltaic.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a decent looking backpack and it's like pretty good size. So you
can hold a lot of stuff though.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like 1700 cubic size? Inches. Okay. It was like, you can put like a big ass laptop in it and bunch of other cool stuff.
A
you
big
know,
ass
like,
laptop and your hiking boots. Yeah.
You could put,
doesn't
like,
that just seem kind of like, I don't know. It just seems kind of wrong to be able to like. You're going camping for a reason to like get away.
Well, see, I disagree.
From all that stuff.
No, I disagree.
And then you go out there and you're like, man, I wish I could watch a fucking Blu-ray. Right
no,
now.
I totally disagree. Right? It's just that the tech isn't there yet. But when the tech is there for you to like have like telepresence, like virtual 3D cyber sex with like some Japanese whore. Like,
yeah, who's also camping.
Yeah, who's also camping.
Right.
Right.
Right. Okay.
You will be like, man, life sucked before this. Like, this is totally the way that it should all be. I'm close to the earth.
Right.
I'm getting mine. What? The future.
Isn't that funny, though? Like, you know, after all these, like after Facebook came out, like, literally, like, let's say MySpace, because MySpace kind of came out first. You know, like.
You mean Friendster?
A Friendster or whatever you want to call it. That comes out. 2 months later, people are like, man, I can't even remember what life was like before this came out. It's like, literally, it was only 2 months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
You couldn't do that.
Shit, I can't even remember this morning, son.
I know. It's just all a blur. It's all a blur. Let's see. Let's go to our second musical break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more. You got like three more gift ideas.
Yeah,
we've
got a couple.
Yeah. That we can talk about. Okay,
I'll try to stay more on topic this time.
No, that's fine. That's fine. This is Karen O and the Kids. All Is Love from the, I think it's from the Where the Wild Things Are soundtrack.
Cool.
Yeah. So check it out. We'll see you in a second.
Street.
All right, we are back. Woo! With the sexpert,
Sexpert.
Adam Garcia.
Yes.
Adam Garcia. Hope you enjoyed that song. And
I did. I know I did. It was really good.
Yeah. It is a good song.
Cool. Good song.
Yeah.
I know. It was awesome. I was there.
So you got three more things for us to talk about before before we close the show out. And and so what's the first thing?
Okay, so I wanted to talk about the Nintendo DSi XL. Okay,
awesome.
Like, I don't know if you
wait a minute. Have you seen the new DS3D that's coming out?
Yes, the concept one. Well, is it next year they're going to bring that up, bad boy out?
I don't know.
Well,
I can't.
They promised when they said when it comes out that sucker's going to be like, no glasses necessary.
Right, right. You don't have to wear any glasses.
It will give you hand jobs. It'll do everything, you know. It's just like this little cool.
Be like the shake weight on South Park.
There you go. But I don't know, man. I don't know. I just don't trust it. Like, I don't believe
that. Yeah, we'll see how it works. I mean, Nintendo had their, like, the Game Boy VR or whatever it was.
Oh, the Virtual Boy.
Do you remember
Boy.
That? Virtual Boy, that's right. Yeah. Do you remember that thing?
I wanted that so bad.
Me too. Until I went to Toys R Us one time and demoed it.
Yeah.
And it was just like, wow, this sucks.
Oh, I was definitely the opposite. I was like,
really? You
oh,
still
no.
liked it?
I was like, oh, it's kind of cool. Like, check
it's
it
like
out. It's
everything
like,
is in red.
I have a headache, but it's kind of 3D, right?
Right, right.
But no, dude, I wanted to point out like the DSi. Okay, so I don't trust the 3D, right? The 3D is not going to. Maybe it'll come out. Maybe it won't. Maybe it'll blow us away. Maybe it'll be
like the Wii. It'll get better.
Who knows? But the DSi XL is here and now. It's the big brother to the DS Lite, if you've had that one.
Okay.
And if you're not familiar, it's like the Game Boy of the future, right? It's got two screens on it. And one's like a touch screen on the bottom, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's got a camera. Actually, I think the DSi has like two cameras now. One or two, I think. Really? I know it has one on the face, like between the two screens, right?
Okay, and then one on the back side.
One on the back side, yeah.
Actually use it as like a camera or something like
totally.
That.
Totally. Or use like these alternative reality games. Like you just point around and like there's this Ghost Hunter game I saw.
Oh, right, 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 yeah.
It looks
really
cool.
And you go around like the house or you go around the town. And
it'll find the ghosts will pop up and you have to like
spots.
Take pictures of
them.
And sometimes they'll jump behind you and they're freaking awesome.
Uh-huh.
And so anyways, the DS XL is the big brother. It's got a big old screen for our big-ass, meaty, you know, American paws. Uh-huh. So it's this big, you know, because my hands will cramp on the little DS Lite. I don't know about you.
Yeah, they're pretty small.
One?
I do not have one.
They're totally fun. I'll get one. We'll bring it out. We'll game on that bad boy.
Okay.
They're really fun.
Yeah.
But they have great games, like the Mario franchise is going strong. They have a new Zelda game.
Mm-hmm.
Totally fun. I think they have this Japanese... Atlas is the company. They made Trauma Center for the Wii, and they make these really ridiculously hard games.
Trauma Center?
Like
is that like Operation?
Yeah,
Wii or something like that?
Yeah, it is, except of it being like cheesy and stuff. It's like super cheesy that you have to like disarm bombs that people are implanted in their body. Like terrorists, like implanted this, you have to disarm it. It's
so it's like
awesome.
CSI.
It's basically
CSI Miami.
Exactly. Except for kids playing the Wii.
You're right, right.
And anyways, the same company has this one, Senshin, I don't remember. It's this Japanese title.
With
a subtitle of Strange Journey. Anyways, looks like a great freaky game. Mm-hmm. Totally fun.
Coming out.
Came
for...
out this year. It's out.
Uh-huh.
So it'll play on any of the DS, the DS Lite, DSi, the DS XL.
Okay. So will there be games for like the, what is it? The DSi XL?
Yeah.
Or something?
Yeah. They're all the same. It's just, those are different form
factors,
all
right? Cross platform, but like, will there be games specifically for?
No, they're all
just
the same.
XL?
It's
just like basically a bigger, faster.
Exactly. DS. Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly what it is.
Cool. And how much does that run?
There might be some that are specific to it, but that one's going to be about 250, I think.
Well, I mean,
the other one, the DSi, is going to be 200.
Right.
And then you can pick up the DS Lite right now for 100, 150, I think.
So is the XL, does it have like better processing power?
No, it's just a bigger screen. It's like it's about a good 20, 30%
higher
larger.
Res at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's bigger. Oh, actually, no, it's about the same res, I think. Yeah, it has to be because it's the...
I guess if it's cross-platform, if they're going
to
make games.
They don't have
to
report the game. So
right.
It's the same res, bigger screen, more comfortable.
Cool.
You know?
Cool.
So I like
that. And
that
runs about 250.
250, yeah.
For the gaming connoisseur out there, the gaming commuter.
And actually, the one thing that sets it apart, it also comes loaded with Brain Age and Flipnote.
Oh, very popular games, right?
Yeah, Flipnote is this musician, like it lets you to compose really easily and draw notes and draw pictures and stuff. It looks really cool. It's like the PictoChat. PictoChat is this little chat you can do wirelessly with other people. But it's only good if you go to like conventions where there are other nerds around.
Right, right.
But otherwise, it's like, you know, kind of sad and lonely. But this one, you can play, you know, by yourself, and it's totally fun.
Cool.
Like,
cool.
Brain Age is pretty addicting. So.
Excellent, excellent.
So I like that.
So I wanted to ask you really quick about what you see for the future of Microsoft's new Kinect.
Oh, it's blown up, right?
It's, yeah.
Huge.
And we had
it's
a chance.
Huge.
We had a like, chance to play it the other night.
Yeah.
Over at a friend's house on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And oh my God, man. Awesome. Have yeah. you have you tested it out before?
No, no, I haven't. I have not.
Dude, it is
I just
so,
sold my Xbox actually.
It is so cool.
Yeah.
It is so cool. It's
which,
so,
what game did you play?
We played like the Adventures game. So it has like this river rafting kind of thing, and then it also has like this dodgeball type game where you
oh,
actually
yeah,
like,
yeah.
hit balls into these into targets and
which
squares.
You're very familiar with
I'm
slapping
very
balls.
Familiar with slapping balls and I did very well actually
yeah
not to toot my own horn
but toot honey toot away nice
that's right but do you think that the Kinect is going to kind of take the steam away the power away from the Wii
I don't know if anything it should prod Nintendo into building something bigger and better but
right I think that that's what they're gonna have to do if they want to stay afloat because they need to make first of all they need to make more games that appeal to an older audience
yeah
right
yeah.
like because most of their
why
of
because
their
bowling
titles,
and bingo isn't old enough
right Right. And they need to make it more adept to using the controllers
yeah.
with like first person shooters.
Well, because, have you seen their little add on that makes it more
yes, I have and
I
I've
haven't
used
yet.
It.
Is it
I've used
is it more
it. Oh, you,
accurate?
Are you talking about the one that like basically turns it into a rifle?
No. There's actually an add on because the biggest complaint when it came out was it wasn't as accurate, right?
Right.
You swing it around and it only registers like half the time of you swinging it around.
Right, right.
Well, they had this little it's a tiny little box that you plug into the base of the little, you know, the of the controller
mm-hmm.
and it gives it true one-to-one mapping so like you go
oh, okay
like it's like PlayStation's Move right so it's like it's far more accurate you play games like you know like Jedi games or sword playing games
right,
and it's
right.
like the sword does exactly as you move it instead of freaking out or you
well that might yeah that might be
doing...
that might be a little bit better than
yeah
I haven't heard about that but
yeah,
it's just
should,
it just seems
play.
Like you know trying to use the controller and
yeah.
control your movement
mm-hmm.
while also aiming at the same time just does not work for me like I spent
mm-hmm.
a whole night trying to play the it wasn't GoldenEye but it was the was it the newest James Bond movie that came out a couple years ago. They made a video
oh,
game.
Yeah,
for,
yeah, yeah.
They made a game for it
sure,
on the
sure.
Wii, and it was just so difficult.
Yeah.
So difficult.
Yeah, because it's not that sensitive, but once you get that little add-on, and if it was built for it, it's actually pretty nice now.
Right.
It works pretty great. But
cool, cool.
I don't know.
But
they definitely
need to make more like higher-res games and stuff like
yeah.
that, better graphics and stuff.
I don't
they
know if graphics are really their thing, man. Like
we've had this conversation before.
Yeah.
And... Yeah. And I think it is, man. I think graphics are really important.
Gameplay. Gameplay is king. Content is king. Like Mario.
Right.
Mario is classic. Mario Galaxy. That game is freaking awesome.
That's true. And they always do really well with like Smash Brothers and
totally.
Stuff like that.
Super
too.
Mario Brothers Wii. That game is freaking awesome.
It's
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart. You don't
also
need you don't
great.
Need a PS3 for that.
That's true. That's true. That's a good point. That's a good point.
So.
Yeah. It all comes down to gameplay. But there are people like myself too, like where the first thing I really look at is like, wow, that looks really real. I want to test that out.
Sure.
You know, that's
you
that's
slap
what
those
kind of,
balls.
Yeah, totally. Right, right. No, but that's what grabs your eye and
sure.
like pulls
yeah.
you into, you know, doing like even just testing the game out.
Right,
you know?
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah.
But even the best graphics can't make, you know, you can make real turds. Look at Black Ops, right?
Oh,
you
yeah.
ever play that? It was just, come on. It looks great. It looks awesome.
It was pretty cool.
But the gameplay sucked. It was just so not that innovative. Not very
linear.
I mean,
like all those games,
absolutely.
Like the single player campaigns are very linear. Even like Resistance Fall of Man was very linear, but it was a lot of fun.
Sure.
I mean, you know, the environments are so engrossing and so, I mean, so detailed that,
yeah.
you know, I mean, that goes for something, you know, so.
Yeah.
But the multiplayer...
Just on a side note. Sorry to derail.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
Talking about gaming, like for all the PC gamers out there, check out Steam if you haven't. Steam has some really, really good sales, and they have some great games that are totally awesome, man.
What is that? Is that a is that like a Fries or something like
no,
that?
No,
or?
It's actually an online delivery service, right?
Oh, okay.
So you can log on to Steam. You go to Steam.com, Steam-powered. Anyways, It's a little client you download. It sits in your little system tray, mm-hmm. and you just pop it up, and it's got like your friends, so you can play your games with your friends. I bought on sale Aliens versus Predator. The game kind of sucked, but
the multiplayer is worth it.
Yeah, the multiplayer it was okay, but to be in that universe, right? To be like a space marine with your buddies, like shooting aliens. That is the coolest thing in the world. I don't care how crappy the game is. Like, you hear the sound effects of that rifle. You know that very distinctive rifle sound from Aliens.
Yeah.
And that gets your blood pumping, man. It's totally fun. I was having a blast. And it was $7.50. It was on sale for $7.50.
That's not too bad.
And normally it was like $20 or $30 or something.
Yeah.
But they're having some good sales right now. They have some good games. They have some really good indie games like Super Meat Boy, Galcon Fusion, Geometry Wars. Like, there's a bunch of cool little not very well known games outside of the PC gaming world, but they really hype them up, and you can buy them for $5 and they're totally addictive.
Oh, cool.
I recommend Steam. Check them out if you haven't. So,
well, we've got two more gifts for geeks, gifts ideas that we want to go over, and we probably like just lost half of our listeners because we got on the nerd talk for a little bit. So what's the next thing
Okay, so we got that.
Nintendo DS, and now we're where?
Sure. Okay, let's
map
it back.
This shit out.
Let's bring it back a notch. So you got a smartphone. Okay, let's say you get one for Christmas. Now, like, you got a smartphone. It does all this cool stuff, but it's not that great. Like, who cares, right? Get some cool software for it. There's this really good app called Tasker, right?
Okay.
Now, it's specifically for Android. It doesn't really work for iPhones because iPhones, you can't multitask. That's another nerdling issue. But if you get an Android phone... and you probably will because it's like the bulk of the market. You should buy, it's like a $10 app, and it automates your phone. It automates like your day-to-day stuff, right? Like you go to work 5 days a week. Most people do.
Right.
And when you go to work, you tend to do stuff like you turn off the ringer, you turn off the phone, you put on an airplane mode. You do all this kind of stuff. Either you save the battery or whatever. But you can set in the application itself to do all that stuff for you. You set it once.
Whoa.
It's like Ronco. You set it and forget it.
And forget it.
Yeah. And so when you
go
to work,
as the whole audience says it with us.
Exactly. Yeah. The all 8 million of them, right?
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely. It works great. I've used it. It's totally fun. My favorite thing is because I work graveyard, right? So I go home and I usually turn off the ringer. Don't have to anymore. Does it for me.
Just does it for you. Like, is it at a certain time or
certain
it's actually
time.
By location?
That's the thing. You could set either. It's context based. So you could set it by time. You could set it by location. You could set it by...
Whoa, that's cool.
Actually, movement. It'll use the accelerometer. Like, if the phone is sitting upright at this time of day, on this day of the week, it'll do this. You could set whatever you want, whatever event you want,
Yeah.
You could have it call people or text people with a certain template. Like,
no shit.
Hey, dude, I'm on my way. If you do this one thing every week, or you can, whatever you want. It's mind blowing how incredible you can chain so many events together. And then you get used to it. You tend to lean on it. That's what I like to do.
This is something that you have.
I do.
This is something you use.
Yeah.
So what
I take it for granted.
Is this a free app?
No, it's like I said, it's about $7. I think it's $10.
Oh,
like,
really?
I'm so well prepared. It could be $4. It could be $8 million. But I think it's no more than $10. I'm pretty sure it's about $10.
Okay.
And,
but totally worth it.
Absolutely. They got this cool plugin system. Like, you can get all these extra plugins that might be extra depending on the plugin that you get, but it just extends the functionality so much. You can do so many cool things with it. Totally recommend it. Get a smartphone. Buy this app, Tasker.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, totally.
All right. And the last thing on the list. Should we get a drum roll?
Okay.
Should we have a drum roll?
All right, do it.
Okay.
I was just going to beat on the table a little bit.
All right.
Oh, okay. Electric car, baby.
Electric What's car up? for the nerd who has everything.
Get him an electric car, or for the tree hugger who really wants to make a difference but has to drive.
That's a pretty big gift.
It is. It can be, but now is a good time to do it.
And you always see the commercials for the Lexus with the big bow on it.
There you go.
Why not get your significant other an electric car?
An electric
and put
vehicle.
Recyclable bow on it.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah, totally.
So what electric kind of electric car are you suggesting for
the listeners? There's a few on the market, actually. They're actually not even on the market. Most of them aren't. Like, the only thing you can buy
just coming out.
Whatever.
So fully electric.
Right.
We're talking fully electric.
Yeah. I recommend the Nissan Leaf. Do it. Buy it. It's about $30,000, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's like kind of starting. That's the base.
That's the ticket price.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
MSRP or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's good rebates or whatever that come off of it. But it's full electric that offers a range of about 40 to 60 miles, depending on how you drive.
Right.
Which is plenty. I think 80% of America drives less than 40 miles
a day. Right.
So
right.
If you're driving, you know, like 35 miles a day, it's a no-brainer. Totally pick one up.
Right. And I heard a statistic the other day that just blew my freaking mind because, you know, when you think electric, you're like, okay, well, I have to plug it in my house.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's just going to, I mean, that's going to eat up the energy. Actually, it doesn't.
At most, if you go from zero to full, it's like
$4,
$5. $4.
That's assuming 10 cents
a kilowatt, which in the Northwest, we pay something like $7 or $6 or $7.
Which is insane. I mean, that is totally insane.
Yeah,
the price that you pay to charge to get a full charge on one of these cars is like at tops, it's going to be like $5.
Yeah, at tops, yeah.
And that's crazy. And I wish that statistic was more readily available for people because I told a friend of mine that the other day who's really into, she's a fan of the show, so I hope she's listening
now.
But she,
electric vehicle, maybe he's buying you one.
Well, she bought a brand new Jeep recently.
Oh.
And she got it lifted and everything like that. And I was like, you use this thing to drive to work.
Electrify it.
Like, you live in Seattle. This is insane. Like, you do not need a car that this big.
Yeah.
An electric car. And I told her, you know, how much are you spending to fill your car?
I don't even
one of those
know.
Things. It's like $60.
Oh.
Like maybe even it's probably even more than that now. Actually,
totally.
You know?
Yeah,
it's like it's probably $100. You know, and like, I mean, for $4, you could fill up your Nissan Leaf or Chevy Volt, or something.
40,
like that.
60 miles.
Right.
Sure. I mean,
just crazy.
And then it's probably even be cheaper because like you could probably squeeze out some, you know, some volts on the road, right?
Right.
Like you can go to at work. Work out something or stop somewhere, you know, I would totally pick one up.
Oh, yeah.
There's good rebates right now. So if you were to pick it up, I think there's about $7,000 in rebates you can get right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that really drops the cost down. Really
so what is the does the Nissan Leaf come with anything? Like Ford has Microsoft Sync in it, which is really cool.
Yeah. I'm sure it does. I think it's Bluetooth.
It's got to be.
Ready. That's about it. I mean, that's all they can do, really.
Yeah.
I mean, they can make it like, you know, Microsoft compatible and iPod ready and all those other.
Right.
But if you buy, again, I got to drive this point home, listeners, standards compliant technology, right? So Bluetooth, that's a standard.
Right.
If your phone conforms to Bluetooth standard, it totally works with it. Mm-hmm. If it conforms with the wireless charging standard, which I don't know what they're going to call it, fucking long dong silver, who knows? But if it conforms to that standard, then it'll work with that technology.
Why do you always got to bring sex into it?
I'm a sexpert, bro. Don't you know? I just rhymed right there. But no.
Once again, Adam's phone number is 206.
It's all about standards, right? You got to be standards compliant.
Yeah, yeah.
Once you are, like, it takes a lot of the headache out of this stuff. Like, this stuff makes our life easier, but only when it's, like, all the same.
Right.
Certain
standards. Totally.
So
what's the, we were talking about this earlier too with the Nissan Leaf, just before we kind of came back from the break.
Yeah.
And you were saying 0 to 60 in what?
Oh yeah. Like 9 seconds, bro.
9 seconds.
Yeah. It's very, very fast. Like the torque on electric vehicles, everyone, there's this big myth, right? That they have no balls to them.
Right.
Yet you can go very fast with a very conservative battery layout like you do in the Leaf. You can go very fast. Like, well, you know, very fast acceleration.
Right.
Top speed isn't
top
so great.
Top speed isn't that all that great.
You know, 75, I think, 80 at best. But you can get to 80.
Well, except for, with the exception
faster.
Of other cars, like, you can soup these things up, too. Like, the Tesla goes, like, what, 120 or something like that?
130, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's, like, governed at 120.
Right. And that's fully electric sports car.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's like 0 to 60 in, like,
3.4
seconds. 3 seconds, something
It's
like
actually
that.
Faster than a Bugatti.
Right.
You know, like it's faster than 99% of internal combustion engines out there.
You know, and that's the funny thing, too, is like that's one thing, like, you know, regardless of what you think about like global warming or the green, you know, the green movement.
They got
and everything
more balls.
Like that.
Electric cars have way more balls.
First of all, gets us out of the pockets of people that effing hate us, you know, to the core. And also, like, I mean, just brings in all this, like, you're going to be saving so much money getting a car like this. And, you know, I think somewhere down the road, I'm definitely going to be buying one of those cars.
Sure, totally.
But it's got it, you know, of course, you know, everybody's different and I don't have the money for that right now. So
it's
going to be a while. But anyway, I was watching this, this documentary on PBS about this guy who, went down to an Oregon raceway with his, have you seen this? The Datsun that he converted into fully
electric. I heard about a Ford Pinto. I heard about a guy who did it with a Ford Pinto and he would blow the doors off Ferraris for fun.
Maybe it was a Pinto.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Or maybe it was
some beater car.
Yeah, it was like a 1984 Datsun or something like that. Maybe he had the, it might be the same guy that had the Pinto too. And yeah, he was like, he would challenge all these people, like Dodge Viper, Corvette, you know, all the Ferrari, all
Mustangs,
these people,
whatever.
And people were just like, oh, I'm going to kick this guy's butt.
Yeah, yeah.
And he, just
blow
like,
the doors off him.
Yeah, just boom. And it sounds so funny, too. It's
Silent. Yeah, because all you hear is the tires spinning.
Right.
I mean, that's the only really sound that's being made, right? Yeah. But actually, I've looked into it, and I got a buddy of mine who's an apprentice for Inside Wireman, which is an electrician, up to 14,000 volts, you know?
Right.
He's going through the program, and he's getting trained to install solar panels in his car.
Oh, yeah.
So, and he said that training, you could absolutely apply to vehicles.
Right.
Same thing. Right. It's the same principle.
Yeah, totally.
It's just different voltages. So, we're going to electrify a vehicle over the next couple of years.
You and this guy?
Yeah, me and a buddy. Actually, he's got a truck just that's perfect for it. You can buy off-the-shelf stuff to do it right now. You don't need lithium-ion batteries. You can do it. It'd be expensive, but you can do it. Uh-huh. But you can buy, like, car batteries and just make banks of them.
Yeah.
And they're big and heavy, so you can't put as many in your car.
Right.
But you put half as many as your car can take, and you've got 20 to 40 mile range.
Right.
You know,
well, they've been doing things like that. Like, there was a guy in my hometown that had an old Datsun station wagon that did that, like, back in 1985, I think.
Oh, no joke?
Yeah. Wow. I used to see it sitting in his driveway. I was like, man. Nice. And the thing was just, you know, just like sunk to the ground.
Totally. He's probably got, like,
so heavy,
1,400 pounds of lead in there.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Well, so what's the really quick, because we gotta end this show. It's getting a little long in the tooth here.
Oh, but, yeah. So I was about to make that same analogy. I love that one. That's my go-to.
Yeah. That's a good one. And it has nothing to do with sex.
Oh, so, that's true.
Yeah. You might. For next time you come on, maybe you think of.
I will
add something onto that analogy. But what's the difference between, like, the Chevy Volt and the Leaf?
Okay, so the biggest one is it's a hybrid, right? So the Volt is it's electric up to I think a certain speed, and then the engine kicks in.
The engine is just like a 4 gallon, like, basically like a generator, isn't it? That just charges the battery while it
It's a range extended hybrid. I think it's technically a hybrid. It's because it's not because you can't take that engine out and then let it operate as a fully electric vehicle.
Oh, you can't.
Because once you get to a certain speed, the engine has to kick in.
Okay. Now I feel like a total turd because I've been, like, telling people all about it.
Oh, yeah. Like, I may be wrong. I haven't really looked into
I'm definitely wrong because I haven't read anything into it. I just get these ideas into my head.
Gotcha.
Their
marketing technology was, they did market it that way.
Okay.
But they had to recant and say,
it's not totally my fault.
There you go. It's their marketing. I blame them. It is their very effective, you know, they planted the mind virus. But it's actually...
it's probably Kelly Clarkson's fault somehow.
It has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Yeah.
But I think it's when it gets to a certain range or a certain speed, it kicks in and it generates more electricity to go.
Right.
But I think more primarily it relies on the top speed. Like, once you're up to like 40, 45, it kicks in and then it takes over.
Oh, okay.
And then, or if your speed is below that and you're running low on juice, it'll kick in and generate more juice.
Okay.
And then it'll keep you going.
Yeah.
But otherwise it would just be an electric vehicle. Like,
Right. And I think I'm probably wrong on this, but I thought that I heard somebody quoted the Volt as being, you know, a top range of, like, because of the because of the
range extension. Yeah.
Right, right. The small little generator engine. That's
and you have like 20 gallons.
It's like 200 miles or something like that.
Yeah,
on
it's
a
like
charge.
250, I think.
Right.
It's even
right.
higher than that. Yeah. But yeah.
So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Well, thank you so much for coming out, Adam.
Yeah,
it's been a pleasure talking with you again. And
I like it.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have you back on sometime.
Yeah,
and
I'll be
talk
back.
Some more.
I'll be about, back next week, about, even if I'm not invited. I'll be outside, yeah. like
just
residence
on the door.
Experts.
we'll
Open
be
the
we'll
door.
Be gone trying to. I'll be like in the hospital because I got in an accident on a snowmobile, and you'll just be down scaring my neighbors.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Just throwing bottles at the window full of my urine.
Well, thanks again for coming out. Are you back on Facebook yet? Are you
technically yes, but there's a long story there. So.
Okay.
Won't go there.
Okay.
But, no.
Okay, good. So if you're a single lady, too bad. Too bad. You can't get in contact with this guy. He's very secretive.
Yeah.
You might be part of the Mossad.
GPS powered sharks might be in your bathtub right now.
Sharks with
all I'm saying is don't
laser beam attached
right.
to their head.
In my bathtub?
Baron.
I don't dump
in
my
bathtub. In your toilet.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening. This has been episode 28 of the
Slapping Balls
podcast. Slapping Balls.
1992.
Since about then, actually. Mm. Yeah. That's when I started.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. We will not be having an episode on over the Christmas weekend. Because you know, we're gonna be with family and I'm probably gonna be drunk.
Okay.
And you know,
or nursing a
hefty hangover,
or from plowing into a wall with a snowmobile.
I might be in the hospital.
Be careful.
Yeah, we'll
just
update you in a couple of weeks.
Just post it on the blog or something.
But you can always. That's right. You can always go back to our website air-raid.net and check out our archived episodes. I would really, really, you know, it would behoove you. The listener
Ooh.
To go back, and if you haven't heard it, the episode with Phoenix Jones, you have to listen
Absolutely.
To that episode, and also our episode with
Lynn Shelton,
which was last week, and all the other episodes because they're all good, especially
all
the
great.
One with Adam Garcia.
The first appearance of Adam Garcia was epic in the way that he wasn't quite a sexpert, but he was just the textpert.
Right. You were blossoming.
That's
point.
True. Burgeoning.
I think that was like episode 3 or 4 or something like that.
It was awesome.
But thanks once again for coming out, Adam.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Once again, yeah, you're welcome. You're always welcome here, bud. You can check us out on the web, air-raid.net. Also, you can friend us on Facebook and email me, Aaron, at air-raid.net. And
Yay.
Find us on Stitcher and Zune Marketplace and hopefully soon, Adam, iTunes.
Yay!
Hopefully. All right, everybody. Have a great week.
Bye.
This is we're going to go out with the Long Winters. This is Fire Island.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah. Great song.
Cool.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Cool.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.